Exclusive videos, 7K migrants cross into one Texas border town in 72 hours. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on September 20, 2023. Eagle Pass, Texas, Border Patrol agents apprehended approximately 7,000 migrants during the past 3 days, according to sources operating within U.S. Customs and Border Protection. This includes the approximately 3,000 migrants crossing on Wednesday morning. Breitbart, Texas, traveled to Piedras Negras, Coahuila, on Wednesday to observe migrants making their way from staging areas to the Mexican bank of the Rio Grande. The video shows the mostly Venezuelan migrants making their way through busy streets and into the brush before entering the water to cross to Eagle Pass, Texas. The steady streams of migrants crossing the Rio Grande continued for several hours, Breitbart, Texas, observed. By midday, Border Patrol agents in Eagle Pass reported apprehending approximately 2,500 migrants, Breitbart, Texas reported. Breitbart's Cartel Chronicles reported on the trainloads of migrants making their way from Monterrey, Nuevo León, to Piedras Negras this week. Exclusive photos show the migrants gathering around one of the trains as Mexican authorities temporarily stopped their journey to the Mexican border with Texas. The migrants later resumed their trek to the U.S. border region. Many of the migrants spoken to by Breitbart said they began their trip from Mexico City. The government of Mexico issued travel permits that require the migrants to leave Mexico within a certain number of days. Monday morning began with another massive crossing of migrants into the Eagle Pass area. Breitbart, Texas, observed large number of migrants being held by Border Patrol and makeshift holding sites under the El Camino International Bridge and other temporary locations near the Rio Grande. During the first 6 hours on Monday, more than 1,500 migrants crossed from Coahuila into Texas. Overcrowding at Border Patrol processing centers forced officials to release hundreds of migrants to already maxed out NGO charity shelters. The shelter, which also exceeded its capacity, began the forced release of migrants who had no money to pay for bus or airline tickets to leave the small Texas border town. Migrants could be observed leaving the only non-government shelter, Mission Border Hope. The migrants are leaving the city with no funds to purchase bus tickets or fly out. The city's streets were awash with migrants walking aimlessly, asking residents for a ride or money to purchase meals. More trains carrying migrants are expected to arrive in Coahuila, where increasing numbers of migrants will cross the border with the expectation that the Biden administration will simply release them into the United States. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark. Bob Price is the Breitbart, Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart, Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.